The Chicago Bears' search for a new stadium is now approaching 5 years. Seems like a resolution may be coming soon, but many question marks remain around what the team and the Illinois and Indiana state legislatures want to see happen. Sun-Times reporter Mitchell Armantrout is here to help us break through the noise and bring us up to speed on how we got here. Mitch, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Alex.
So let's start at the beginning. Why are the Bears looking to move in the first place?
Well, the Bears are a $9 billion franchise, and they've got that valuation because they make a lot of money, and they want to make more money. And the best way for them to do that, they say, is to build a new dome. Soldier Field is holds 65,000 people, but that's the smallest in the NFL. And they share a lot of the revenue that comes in from other events, concerts and things at the stadium with the Chicago Park District, which owns Soldier Field. So the Bears want to own their own home and make all the money that comes with it.
Now, there have been a number of possible stadium locations floated over the past 5 years. What spots are still feasible today?
The last two spots, according to the Bears, it's come down to Arlington Heights and Hammond, Indiana. The Bears bought the old Arlington International Racecourse in 2023. They spent almost $200 million on that. But the reason they haven't already started building there is because their property tax bill would be exorbitant. Basically, once it's fully developed, that bill would be like over $100 million a year. Most other NFL teams are only paying somewhere in the ballpark of $5 to $10 million or so. So what the Bears are trying to get is legislation in Springfield that would allow them to negotiate a lower payment in lieu of those taxes. That's not a problem that they have in Indiana, where lawmakers have passed a slew of new taxes that would pay for a new stadium for the Bears. The Bears would get to reap all the revenue that comes from that and have the option to buy it back for a buck way down the line once it's paid off.
Right. And here's where the politics get involved, right? So where do things stand in the Illinois and Indiana state legislatures with all this?
Indiana, they signed and sealed their deal a couple months back, so they're ready to go. They're just waiting to see what the Bears do. But the Bears are still holding out hope that Illinois lawmakers will pass this so-called mega project legislation that allows them to negotiate lower property tax payments. Still not really clear if or when or how that's going to get passed in Springfield. We're coming down to the spring legislative deadline at the end of May, May 31st. And there's a bill that passed last month in the Illinois House, but it was kind of there's no certain path for that to make it through the Senate because there were a lot of late additions to that bill, main among that being basically an idea that half of the pilot payments that the Bears would make would be diverted to a property tax relief fund for average Illinois homeowners. That, according to the Bears, it's not workable for them because basically it would cost them a lot of their negotiating power with the local taxing bodies. And at the end of the day, according to the governor's office, it doesn't really result in a lot of property tax relief for the average homeowner. So they're really back at the drawing board trying to find something that works for everybody.
You know, May 31st is not that far away. I mean, what's next? What should people be looking for as this continues?
I think, you know, talking to State Senator Bill Cunningham, he's a Southside Democrat who's sort of in charge of trying to pick up the pieces in the state Senate for the last few weeks. He's optimistic they're going to figure something out, but all those talks are ongoing behind closed doors. I think we'll have a better idea of whether something can happen in the next couple weeks or two. Lawmakers want to do this. They don't want to take this up all the way up to that midnight deadline on May 31st. As you know all too well, that's when they'll also be trying to get a state budget across the finish line. So there's a lot of work yet to be done.
Yeah, they never want to. And yet, here we are. It's Sun-Times reporter Mitch Armantrout. Mitch, thanks.
Thank you.
This is WBEZ.